It is a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hawks play tonight on Falcons Friday. They take on the Pistons at State Farm Arena. Tickets available at Hawks.com. Pregame at 7 with Andy Bunker. Call of the game. Real voice of the Hawks, Steve Holman, at 7:30 live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, Georgia State, Louisiana, that game kicks off at 5 tomorrow on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as well. But this Falcons Friday, all leading to a big Sunday on our radio station where we have three games back to back to back, all live and all in their entirety. It begins at 9 in the morning with the Wade Ford tailgate show. And then at 11 o'clock, Hugh will be with Mike Connie for the Bud Light countdown to kickoff. 1 o'clock kick in Cleveland. I was about to say the old stadium, but they changed it. I don't even know the name of the stadium in Cleveland no more.
No, me neither. Don't really care.
You know, I can never remember because they change names all the time. It's like the Miami Stadium's name has changed literally 10 times.
What is it, Hard Rock Stadium now?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. I don't know what it is. What is it, Mistake
First
on
Energy.
The Lake?
First
Mistake on the Lake.
Well, that's...
Aww. I'm from Ohio, so I can do that.
Yeah, no, that was the old stadium was called the Mistake on the Lake.
I can do that.
Oh, Cleveland Municipal was called the Mistake on the Lake.
The wind would whip through that stadium.
Pew! Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's going to be cold. And the new one. I played in it, but it wasn't called that. It was called something else when I played there. But, yeah, it's cold. It's going to be cold, man.
Now it's First Energy Stadium.
First Energy.
But I want to give a shout-out to my man Frank Merrill, because check this out. He just tweeted me. He just hit us all up on the Instagram, well, the Twitter. He said he thought he wouldn't be doing this 3 years ago, heading to Cleveland this weekend, but coming home Sunday morning to catch Atlanta United.
Wow.
United and conquer. United and conquer.
I mean, he's going to be in
that's
Cleveland,
pretty, that's
and
pretty,
he's going to miss the Falcons game. Wow.
What'd you say?
So he's going to be in Cleveland and miss the Falcons game to come home to watch Atlanta United?
No, he's going to catch Cleveland this weekend.
Oh.
I think from what it reads and sounds like, he's going to the Cleveland game and then flying home to try to catch the Atlanta
He's
going to
make it back that quickly?
I don't know. That's what he said. That's what I'm just reading what the man said on Twitter. Don't shoot the message.
I understand. But from a green hat standpoint, that game's not going to end until 4:10, 4:15.
That's what he said. He said he's flying. He must be heading to Cleveland to work. Maybe
now, what's up, Pimp? Just threats.
That sounds like you right now.
I'm a little sensitive this morning. Okay, fine.
And
wintry mix.
I've been attacked this morning. I've been attacked. Wintry.
Wintry.
Wintry mix.
The big Sunday starts with the Falcons and Browns at 1 and then goes into Atlanta United NYCFC from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 5:30 kick on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we'll wind up with the Hawks taking on no less than LeBron and the Lakers on Sunday night. All three games live back to back to back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons, Browns, Atlanta United.
Winnery.
And then the Hawks and LeBron. And you can go to our Twitter at 92.9 The Game and vote, and our Facebook too. Which event are you most looking forward to on Big Sunday? And right now, the Falcons, Browns leading Atlanta United, NYCFC. The Hawks and Lakers not getting enough love because they're facing LeBron on Big Sunday.
You know what it is. Like I told you this morning when we first started this show. That's an L. I mean, listen, it's exciting to watch the Hawks play. No question about that. I like what young Trae Young is doing, and, you know, he has his up and downs. I like the drama of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be realistic. If we're talking about time management here, there ain't no need to waste your time watching that when you already know what the outcome is. And you got Atlanta United playing and Atlanta Falcons.
You've got options.
I mean, you'll probably check in to see how bad the bludgeoning is going to be. You'll do that, but you're not about to dedicate a whole bunch of time to that.
I may change my pick now, Hugh.
You got meal prep you got to do on Sunday and church. You got to hang your church clothes up and you got to wash stuff.
Your church clothes
and sweep and whatnot. You ain't got time to tune
into
that.
Sweep.
I do. I do sweep. Like every 3 or 4 weeks.
Stop telling tales, man. I'm about to say.
It's like every Sunday. Nope.
I do. I sweep every 3 or 4 weeks.
One Sunday a year.
I should sweep more than that, but I mean, I ain't got time for all that.
You know, as we talk about the Hawks, you should also make sure you pay attention to tonight's game because they will be unveiling
the new
different
jersey.
Uniform
oh, yeah,
and a different court
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, the new court there too, yeah.
I mean, no, and no disrespect to the Hawks because, I mean, it's exciting to watch them play, and, I mean, it's a process, but – Yeah, I got to maximize my time, man. I ain't got time for all that.
Isn't tonight Harry the Hawk bobblehead night too? I think so.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, heck, you're going to get one, John.
Harry the Hawk bobblehead at State Farm Arena.
You're going to get a bobblehead, John. You're going to ride down there and get a bobblehead.
Got to get it for Elsie.
You know, I just
and Charlie. Elsie and Archie.
I don't have a bobblehead. I don't have any bobbleheads.
Did you get him a cat pole yet, John?
The pig six is coming up here.
A cat tree. Do you have a cat tree already?
You got a cat pole.
What the hell's a cat tree?
You know what it is. Don't, John. Don't listen.
That means he has
listen,
one.
John.
That means you have one.
Let's not play these games. Let's not play radio.
The Maven bought that thing long before she had those cats in there. Stop it, John.
Let's not play these radio games, John Fricky. You know what we're talking about. You know everything else.
There's probably a whole cat basket with toys.
What is a cat tree?
Animals should have all the toys.
John is thoroughly irritated with us right about now.
Hey, who's leading the pick six contest this year?
Well, John, you are not leading the pick six. just keep the irritation going. At one, Arthur Trish, 44-17. He's been dominating all year. Then Daryl is in number two, 41-20. Hugh.
Hey, T, I'm on the neck.
Coming. It's close. And then Hugh and John, you're tied at number three, 38-23, and I'm just bringing up the rear. But I'm over 500, so I'll take
Oh, so I've created some distance between those two. I got to watch out for this L.A. dude over here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's only 3 minutes behind you.
All right, well, since we are going to be picking the games, let's begin with some of the interesting games. Since he is in first place, we'll go to Dr. Chalk.
Haters going to hate.
Oh, all right, Chalk. Chalk, Clemson is at Boston College. Chalk, what are you seeing? Clemson going up to Chestnut Hill in, well, let's see what the weather's going to be like in Boston.
It's not going to matter. Clemson.
They're not going to be Clemsoning tonight?
No.
All right. Let's see. Number two, what do you say?
Lonzo Ball. Let's go with Clemson.
All right, so I'll go third here. I'm going to go with Clemson. As much as I want to pick Boston College, Hugh, and say the upset's going to happen, I'm gonna follow Dr. Chalk on this one.
You're getting competitive, huh? You wanna try to move around in that mood of meter. I'm picking Clemson too.
He's behind me now, so yeah. He can't be okay. Behind me.
Being competitive.
And Wendy, and it's gonna be a clean sweep. Clemson
since you're,
is
bringing up the rear there.
Yes, Clemson. I am. I'm at least consistent. I've been there all season, so that's okay.
Just checking. Saturday, windy, 22 to 25 mile an hour winds in Boston, and 50 degrees. But Trevor Lawrence is going to be thrown in the wind.
Time?
Yeah.
They've got a potent running attack. I have no doubt.
Okay. All right, you're going with Etienne and Clemson. Game number two, Chalk. Miami at Georgia Tech. Mark Richt against Paul Johnson. Down on the flats Saturday night, 7 o'clock kick. Miami coming in 5-4. Georgia Tech, number one rushing team in the nation. Miami's D.
Yeah, you can keep counting all those stats, but Georgia Tech's got the edge in this one.
Number two?
I'm going with Georgia Tech.
Yeah, well, you're a Georgia Tech fan, right?
But I normally pick against them if I feel like
they're
going to.
Well, that's true. All right, and I'll go third, and I'll say I think the Jackets are going to ground this out against Miami as well. You?
Miami.
And bringing up the rear says?
You know the Hurricanes haven't put up more than 14 points in a month?
No.
Like, per game.
I ain't worried about
so
that.
So I'm taking Georgia
Miami.
Tech.
All right. I'll take Miami.
Oh, he was just being an outlier. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just being an outlier.
He wants to separate himself between
no,
the
but if Miami wins, he
no,
does.
No, I don't pick with my heart.
No.
I'm practical and I'm just thinking about it. I was just thinking Miami. Miami got them before. They got them in the waning moments last year.
They did.
I think Miami gets them again.
Auburn is at Georgia. Final college game of the pick six this week. Dr. Chalk, what do you say with the Auburn War Damn Eagles? Flying into Athens, can they get the Georgia Dogs again?
No. Bulldogs.
All right. Georgia Tech, number two, what do you say?
Auburn.
You went there, huh?
I did.
Can you please invite
and I
some?
Want smoke.
Yeah, he's about to get some.
I want it all.
Hey, no, this is it. You know, just because you're a Tech fan.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm going Georgia all day long in this one. As a matter of fact, I think Georgia wins by double digits. Hugh, what do you say?
Dogs. Got the dogs.
I'm going Georgia.
All right, so pretty much everybody. We had one outlier on Georgia-Auburn and one outlier on Georgia Tech-Miami. Otherwise, everybody took Clemson, five took Georgia Tech, and four took Georgia Tech, and four took Georgia.
Now things are about to get interesting.
All right, we go to the NFL three games. We begin, Chalk, with Cowboys and Eagles, AT, in Philadelphia. That's another one we should check out on the weather there. Maybe I should.
It's not going to matter. The Cowboys stink. It's going to be Eagles.
Eagles all the way. Now, let's keep this in mind, number two, as you pick this game. Let me see what the Philadelphia weather is for Sunday. Sunny and 47, so nice day to play football up there. We as Falcons fans could use the Cowboys to win this game.
I understand that, but the Eagles will win it.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, how could
I wish you would put that like they need them. They ain't gonna happen, John Fricky.
I'm gonna go against grain here. I'm gonna say the Cowboys go in and win the game because I'm gonna root for the Cowboys
in
to
Philly?
Win the game. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But see, Hugh, it's not nothing against you.
No, I know it's not, John, but I don't appreciate that though. I just want to put that out there. Don't appreciate that. Don't appreciate it.
I'm guessing you're going with the Eagles in
Well, yes. Yeah, duh. But I do that.
Well, you're not going to appreciate me either because I'm also going with the Cowboys.
Does not surprise me.
Yeah, see, I think here's what's happening. I think the Eagles are going to win the game, but I'm going to try and speak a Cowboy upset into existence because I could use the Cowboys to win the game.
I hear you. I understand. I'm not upset.
See, I'm triangulating already.
I'm not in my feelings.
See, I'm triangulating already. You know, it's just a playoff thing for me.
Your feelings don't sound like you just sounded.
I'm not in my feelings, Daryl. I'm okay. This is me and my nice person's voice. I'm okay.
I don't like you.
I'm telling my inner Michael Jackson.
Can you not be nice?
Hey, by the way, you know, the Bruce Irvin, right, is going to be on the Falcons. Well, the Swampers have a new guy, too. He used to be on the Cowboys, and he said this about playing this week and talking about his new team alongside Drew Brees.
It was kind of like first day of school, you know. Having that sit down with Coach Payton, he got me excited. The guys here got me excited. These guys out here, they love ball. They fun, you know, to talk to. It's cool.
Okay. So Dez is playing with the Swampers down there, and they're going up north to Cincinnati. Now, we don't know if he's going to play in the game because Sean Payton's the one that's going to make the call, AT, but we'll see on that.
I say he will play, and I say he's going to throw up an X because it seems like the Saints are angering some DBs around the country. Dre Kirkpatrick, Kirkpatrick, you may be next.
Bring forth.
Look at.
And you're picking
the sacrificial lamb.
Am I?
Look at John's face.
The leader in the clubhouse is picking.
Oh. Well, I'm gonna follow the leader this time, and I'm gonna take the Saints too.
Good thing it's Friday.
God, I want to pick the Bengals so bad.
Well, pick them, John, and fall further behind me.
Man, I want to pick the Bengals.
Go on
so bad.
With your bad
just
self.
I mean, just, you know.
Take the red rifle.
Listen to your heart.
All right, I'm going to go with the Bengals. I'm just going to speak like the Cowboys. I'm going to speak it into existence. See? Bengals. Bengals in an
Appreciate
upset.
Appreciate that, John.
You?
Bengals against the Saints? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I picked the Saints.
Yeah.
I already wrote down my pick. I picked the Bengals.
Are you doing what I'm doing? Just hoping for hope.
She's just
no,
a...
I've had it written down on my Twitter for a while.
Yeah, see, and I'm just kind of hoping here. I'm six games behind chalk. I got to roll the dice.
You know what?
Bit.
I should pick the Saints because every time I don't pick the Saints, they end up winning. So maybe I should.
All right, so I'm not going to actually go to AT first. I'm just going to throw it out to the room here. Falcons or Browns? Is anybody here raise your hand taking the Browns? Go ahead and raise your hand. Anybody raising your hand?
Can everybody see everybody not raising their hand?
Okay,
there?
So is not seeing anybody.
Can you see me out there in Radio Land not raising my hand?
I'm just checking to see, you know.
All right, so it's a full sweep of Falcons.
Yeah, it's full sweep of Falcons. We figured that. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Falcons and the Browns. But I am hopeful because my sense is the Falcons are going to go in there and do what they did like they did last week against Washington. Pound the rock, get up early, force Baker Mayfield into some bad decisions and hopefully make this not one of those late finishes, but do your business and be done with it.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. I mean, but, you know, Cleveland does have some ballers on that side, on the defensive side of the ball. And like I said, Baker Mayfield is throwing 10 touchdowns this season. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. So, yeah, hopefully this ain't the game that they get it together.
Right, that's what we don't want to have happen. Keep that Falcons a rolling with Bruce Irvin's debut as they take on Cleveland again. Coverage begins at 9 a.m. with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, 11 o'clock Bud Light Countdown to kickoff, 1 o'clock kickoff on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That'll be followed by Atlanta United and NYCFC. What does Carlos Bocanegra say about this second leg of their playoff series? Win or tie, and they advance. Carlos joins us live next.
Is it Friday already?
Friday.
The work weekends, and our Falcons coverage goes into overdrive. It's Falcons Friday.
CGIF.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, but it is also a Five Stripes kind of Friday, too. As we get ready for Big Sunday, Falcons, Atlanta United, Hawks back-to-back-to-back live on this old radio station, and at 5:30 kickoff at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, second leg of the playoffs between Atlanta United and NYCFC. And Carlos Bocanegra, technical director of Atlanta United, joining John and Hugh.
Los, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, Los. I know you don't really get excited about a whole lot of stuff, man, but you got one down, one more to go. You got to start to feel excited now, aren't you? Aren't you getting excited?
Yeah, definitely. I've been excited. Playoffs are a fun time, but it's halftime, right? So we've got one more game here. We did a great job in New York last week, and now coming home, we've got to finish it out.
Atlanta United, 5:30 kick at home at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against NYCFC. Now, let's go back to game one for a minute before we start to look ahead to Sunday here. You guys are able, your team, Carlos, is able to hold David Villa and New York City Football Club. No shots on goal. Zero shots on goal. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we did a good job defensively. We were able to stay compact. We got out there and got in guys' faces. You know, I think you look at some of our performances as a team throughout the year, and, you know, we had 11 guys on the day play well and committed to the effort. So the defenders did an excellent job in the goalkeeping unit, but also the midfielders and attackers pressing. And, I mean, I think it spoke volumes. For example, when Barco came on late in the game, running around, pressing, it was everybody, down to a man. So it was great.
So Los, is it safe to say that, like no shots on goal? Is that kind of like the game plan going into these games against New York, is not to let them get any shots, try to protect that as much as you possibly can?
Yeah, I mean, that's a rare one because to not have any shots on goal, I mean, they had a few. Obviously, they fired wide or we were able to block them. So, yeah, I mean, we don't want to give them a lot of space is really what it boils down to, because when Villa, Maxi Morales, these guys are able to operate in space, they can really hurt you.
Talking with Carlos Bocanegra about New York City Football Club and Atlanta United, 5:30 kick on Sunday. You know, one of the other things on that first game that I was impressed with, you know, going up to their stadium in that small pitch at Yankee Stadium, but the team didn't get, kind of behind the eight ball when they disallowed the Miggy goal. We're not going to debate whether or not the Miggy goal should have counted, though it should have. But, I mean, we're just going to say that instead of that, they came right back at them and got that score, and how important, you know, this win is to set you up, because now, win or a tie and you advance, you don't have to worry about anything if you take care of your business.
Yeah, for sure. And look, a few calls probably went against us up there, the disallowed goal. The ref was letting it play and then, you know, calling some fouls, not calling some fouls. But listen, both sides have to deal with that, right? And so mentally we've got to stay strong. But this is what it takes in the playoffs to win these games. Sometimes they're ugly. You know, it's more of a dogfight than you know, kind of the beautiful game, so to speak, out there. But that's all right. It's business time, and we were able to get it done.
You know, I know that you have business that you have to take care of this weekend with New York FC, but, you know, you got the Columbus Crew looming and New York Red Bulls. To you, after you take care of business Sunday, does it make a difference who you line up against next?
No, not really. I mean, in all honesty, we need to get past this round first. You know, obviously we know what's going on the other side of the bracket in our conference, but we can't worry about that too much because, you know, last year we didn't make it to this stage where we are. So now we're trying to advance a little bit further, and you know, focus is all on Sunday right now, and closing these guys out, because it's not an easy team to beat.
Talking with Carlos Bocanegra about Atlanta United and NYCFC. Carlos, one area of the game that has been kind of a in flux at times this year has been set pieces for you on the offensive side. Is that something that you've kind of like finally started to kind of hone in on a little bit about how you want to handle these?
No, nothing's changed. I mean, throughout the year, each week, coach changes those up a tad bit or makes a slight adjustment and varies the set pieces. So I think they matter a lot in the playoffs, though. And you saw Joseph make great contact on our corner kick there that, you know, Eric was able to get the tap in. And then defensively, we did a good job, marking their guys and making it difficult for them to get clear chances when they have some big defenders in Chanel and Collins coming up to head the ball.
Hey, well, one quick question just regarding playoffs, because, you know, Hugh and I could talk about this. When it regards the NBA, everybody says, Hugh, you know, the NBA, and Carlos, I think you know this, is a different game when you come to the playoffs, right? I mean, it becomes a slower game, a more defensive game. Is that really kind of the way that, you know, because this is so new to us, is that the way MLS works too, is that it becomes more of a tactical game and less of a free-flowing game? Is that what we are to expect generally?
To a certain extent. I think a lot depends on situation, scoreline, you know, point in the game, because, you know, no one wants to go out and open themselves up early and take a few goals and have to be behind the eight ball, because obviously with the aggregate goal situation that you explained last week to Hugh, you know, you can get behind the eight ball and then it's tough. But so, you know, at home, I think obviously with a bigger field, we want to press the game, and we can't just sit back for 90 minutes. So we've got to make sure we take it to them. But to answer your question, it should be a little bit more balanced and tighter, yes, because you give up anything in the playoffs and it's tough to come back.
You know, Los, for the most part, well, all season long you've been real calm, but it's the playoffs now, and I know you have to feel like those competitive juices are flowing. I know you want to play, don't you? You want to play, don't you?
No, look, it's a great time of year. My playing days are far done now, which is okay. But these guys have showed a lot of heart out there and a lot of fight, especially this last game. So, look, we've got to build on that, and we've got to close them out. It's not an easy team to put away. They've got some superstars on their team. Villa is, you know, one of the top players in the league, can score at any moment. So it's going to take another 90-minute effort from the entire team, and we need 11 guys switched on and playing well.
Couple of quick questions to kind of wrap things up as we get towards kickoff at 5:30 on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I thought that Tata and the decision to use Miggy, if you're only going to use it for a half in the first half, was a really smart move, because you could have subbed him on, but by starting him, you kind of, you know, really set the tempo for the game. Is that going to be kind of the plan again, or can Miggy extend beyond a half? Or do you have any kind of guidance on that for this game?
All I'll leave it with is Miguel is fit, so coach can utilize him. And again, just like last game, you know, he was able to utilize him, so we'll kind of leave it there. But it's, we've got some options out there on the field now. We're getting guys back to health, so we should be ready for the weekend.
Yeah, we were just talking about that with Greg Garza the other day. Boy, it's good to have Greg Garza back, isn't it? I mean, his energy and what he can bring.
Yeah, I thought it was a really gritty performance from him. You know, really first full game back for 90 minutes, and hits in the playoffs away at New York City on a tight field. And, you know, he was out there running up and down the line. But great guy, and he's been there the whole season as a good teammate. So it's nice to see him back out there. I know all the guys are excited to have him back out there on the field.
All right, I'll say it for go get a tie. Go get a tie. I mean, go out there and tie.
Yeah. Let's just advance. How about that?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about.
See, Lowe's staying focused, John. He's trying to stay focused. Staying in the moment. Staying in the moment.
Thank you, Carlos. Do appreciate it.
Have a good one.
All right, thanks, guys.
All righty, Carlos Bogenegger joining us at the WayForward.com hotline. Yeah, go team to go. Get a tie. Get a tie. Because a tie is as good as a win. Counts just the same for Atlanta United. If they tie, they advance. If they win, they advance. I mean, rather we win the game, get a couple of goals, and just kind of cruise.
I think they want to dominate, though.
Yeah,
from what I got from Lowe's and his focus right now, I think that his mind is that he wants to go out there and he wants to dominate.
Right, he wants to dominate this game, and hopefully we can get things going and really start to roll with this club. And you know, the energy in that stadium, you know this, Hugh. You've been there multiple times. The energy in that stadium, when they get that early score in the first 15 minutes – and the supporters start rocking, and
it's a tough place to play.
Man, it is a tough place to play.
They're going to make it a tough place to play Sunday. There's no question about that.
You know, right. I mean, everybody's going to be in their seats early, and it's going to be one of those, I would imagine, one of those games where you stand a lot, you know, like the entire time, because it is the playoffs, and hopefully they can get their first home playoff win and advance along. Now, he didn't want to talk about it, but I got to tell you, as soon as Atlanta United ends, my attention will turn to that Columbus Crew New York Red Bulls game. If Columbus ties or wins, they advance. I don't care what happened last year with Columbus. Your point earlier about, you know, be careful what you wish for. I still would much rather play the Columbus Crew than the New York Red Bulls.
Honestly, I think at this point, like, your biggest thing is and what I kind of got from Carlos was you want to make sure that you're playing well so that whomever you line up against on the pitch, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of the message,
right?
I got from it.
Yeah, I know.
Is like, he's like, hey, man, you know, because he kept reiterating, you know, we're worried about us playing well and we have to play well and we can't overlook the team that we're playing against. So to me, what I gathered from that was that he's just trying to maintain his focus on the task at hand, play great soccer, so that way, whomever you line up against, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's the Red Bulls or if it's the Columbus Crew.
Of course, Atlanta United, again, part of Big Sunday. Falcons and Browns, Atlanta United, NYCFC, Hawks, and LeBron and the Lakers all live back-to-back-to-back. The Super Bowl is almost here. 92.9 The Game, of course, Bud Light. On-location experiences all over the place. First ever Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest, State Farm Arena. It's a three-day music fest leading up to the big game. Thursday, January 31st, it's the EA Sports Bowl featuring Ludacris and Friends, Migos, Little Yachty, Little Baby, special guests and more.
I'm just laughing at the way you said Little Yachty, Little Baby.
Did I do the ring wrong?
No, you didn't do it. Oh, really, John? It's like that? Forget you, John. How about that? How about that, John? Freaking, just read it.
Is it going to be wintry out there that day?
Oh, my goodness.
Wintry. Oh. Wintry.
Little Yachty, Little Baby.
Mr. Baby.
Mr. Baby.
Little Aerosmith will be performing on Friday the 1st with Little Steven Tyler. And a special guest that'll be announced soon. It says Bruno Mars and Cardi B on Saturday. Tickets go on sale today at noon. SuperBowlMusicFest.com and Ticketmaster. Sale today at noon. SuperBowlMusicFest.com and Ticketmaster. The Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest.
Little Baby.
Ludacris, Migos, Lil Yachty, Little Baby. I think I got it right.
No, you did.
Say Lil Baby. You got to say Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
Oh.
Lil Baby.
Wah, wah, wah.
My bad. Little Aerosmith?
Yeah.
Little Baby.
Yeah, we'll venture into that area of the show known as the Wendy Zone as we continue next on this Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 90. Enjoy the game.
Getting ready for a weekend full of football. This is Falcons Friday.
Is it Friday already?
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, just a quick update on our poll that we have at 92.9, The Game. It's a big Sunday, especially on our station, with three of our teams in Atlanta playing all day on Sunday. And it starts with the Falcons at Browns with their Wade Ford tailgate show at 9 a.m. So if you head over to 92.9, The Game on Twitter, which event are you most looking forward to on Big Sunday? Is it the Falcons at the Browns, Atlanta United versus NYCFC in that second leg of the Eastern Conference semifinals, or Hawks against LeBron and the Lakers? So right now, 56% of people are saying Falcons, 41% Atlanta United, 3% say the Hawks at the Lakers. But it's going to be a fun Sunday, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day.
Absolutely.
Park my butt Sunday.
You're going to watch, How much of the Hawks game you going to watch, John? Let's be real. Let's keep on.
Well, I watched the beginning, the very beginning.
I'm going to be asleep.
That's a long day. Because you can see he's going to park his butt in there. He's going to probably have a couple adult beverages.
I'll be here, actually.
Oh, yeah, you can't. Oh, yeah, you'll be working.
I'd be doing the post-game show.
Well, actually, you can have one.
Well, no, he can't, because then he got to go home and get ready. He got to play with Elsie and Archie.
Your cats. You got to
play with cats.
You have to explain who Elsie and Archie are,
Hugh. John gave me that look like, I hate you, Hugh.
John, I like that you're embracing
I don't hate you. I love you.
Cat.
It's just
this whole cat thing is getting on your nerves.
That's okay.
Embrace the cats, John. The cats love you. They love you.
Until you almost lost one. The first day.
Yes.
The first day.
Well, meow, Maya. You saying right meow? Well, NBA teams across the league recently have been unveiling those City Edition uniforms, you know, the ones for this season. And while some of the teams have prepared fantastic alternate jerseys, the Cavaliers unveiled their design of their orange and blue uniforms that were pretty much roasted on Twitter. They said they are inspired by the power of Lake Erie, and the colors are a throwback to the Cavaliers teams of the mid-90s. So here's some of the comments before I have you guys weigh in. So some of the comments are on Twitter are as follows. Cavs embracing, stop trying for Zion early, I see. In it for Lake Erie, these uniforms should be thrown in Lake Erie. These are fire because I feel like I would make them in 2K. Y'all, this is a 1 in 10 jersey. Yeesh. And with the trash can emoji. And someone else said, these jerseys define our season. ... Trash.
Yeah, that's some terrible jerseys. That's some terrible jerseys.
Yeah, they are not good looking. If you Google Cavs
uniforms, great collector's item, though.
It's just, it looks sort of like someone just said, hey, we got to make these real quick. And that's what they threw together last minute.
And let's just throw some paint up against the wall.
It was pretty good.
By the power of Grayskull.
It's a procrastination jersey. They procrastinated, and that's what
we know what the jersey is. You know, like when somebody just says something, they be like, forget it. But they don't say.
Yeah, let me go on and put this on.
Like, yeah, you know what? Forget it. I'll just make this jersey.
LeBron ain't here. Whatever, man. Who cares? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody
well,
looking at this.
That's kind of the way to define their season.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's kind of like in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have looked like that if LeBron was there.
Larry Drew has marching orders. You better get a lot of ping pong balls.
The Firestone, I guess, the Goodyear emblem on the jerseys.
The sponsor?
Because they make rubber. They make the tires up there. In the area. I guess it's an homage to LeBron.
They're a sponsor.
Yeah. Well, it's not an homage They're to LeBron. Sponsor. It's we got some money for
right.
it.
I was just
put
trying
this
to spin
patch
it.
Patch on the uniform.
Oh, you
I
can't
was trying
spin
to spin it.
It.
I was trying to. Somebody going to buy that jersey.
No. No, they're not.
I guarantee you.
Not with
I got.
If
I
you,
have.
If maybe if you want to scratch off.
No,
maybe
I'm telling
some
you.
Some extra side money.
Somebody's
going to
buy. Somebody is sitting around right now, Wendy, but making plans on getting that jersey.
It's ugly enough to buy.
It'll be a collector's item.
Yeah.
It's ugly enough to buy.
Somebody
buy a collector, but someone's not wearing that.
The Hawks, the Hawks jerseys they're wearing tonight, I know they look a little like Georgia Tech, but I think they're kind of sweet. I think the black and gold
looks
good.
They look a lot like Georgia Tech.
They look a lot like Georgia Tech.
They look really nice. The Hawks uniform. So if you're heading to the game tonight, you're going to see a new court at State
black
Farm
and gold,
Arena
yeah.
and new uniforms tonight. So it's, the Hawks uniforms are awesome.
Now, I hate bringing this up because I've gotten a mixed reaction to my post on that yesterday. Mm. Some Atlanta fans are up in their feelings because they claim the colors looks like the colors of the Saints.
I could see that, too.
So they mad?
Yeah, okay.
I think it's a reach, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 50th edition
and I understand
gold.
They're being upset about that. I mean, because we don't really want any of the Hawks to wind up in prison. I get it. I
wow.
mean,
oh, John.
Well, I did retweet AP's tweet about
minutes.
The Hawks.
Are the Saints all jerseys just like orange? I'm just curious.
Oh, man. I'm so glad it's Friday. I'm so glad it's Friday.
That beer's going to catch an uppercut here.
Well, I was scrolling through Twitter yesterday, and I'm just going to read you the tweet before I read you the story because, gosh, us ladies are so lucky. I can't wait to, you know, just go out tonight and just be a single lady because this is what I scrolled through on Twitter yesterday, and a lot of sports people retweeted this as well because I think we were all in shock. So a 69-year-old pensioner who says he has the body of a 45-year-old is taking action to legally change his age to improve his job prospects and luck with women on Tinder. So let me read the story. So this is a Dutch man. He's waging a desperate court battle to drop 20 years off his life in order to boost his chances on Tinder. He says, quote, "When I'm on Tinder and it says I'm 69, I don't get an answer. When I'm 49, with the face I have, I will be in a luxurious position." Closed quote. So he is trying to knock 20 years off legally off his birth certificate.
Yeah, that's
so
not going to happen.
Is suing in court.
But women do that every day.
No, he's legally.
Legally trying.
No, but I'm saying women lie about their age all the time.
I know. You can lie about his age if you wanted to, right?
But you can always figure it out.
Yeah, well, you can look. Some people you can look at and tell how old they are.
Well, he said he went to a doctor for a checkup, and they said my biological age is 45 years old.
Oh, no, he ain't going to win that case. But just do what everybody else do.
Lie
about your age.
Right.
Lie. Just change it on Tinder.
No, because someone's always going to figure it out.
Yeah,
You just omit.
That AARP letter is going to be sitting on his table when somebody
still,
comes over.
I mean, everybody lies about their age at some point. Everybody has lied about their age at some point. So just go ahead and lie.
You lie about your age, UW?
No, I'm 47 and proud. I look good.
But here's the thing, though.
For real.
He's going to go through this process.
Uh-huh.
And we already know, based on this story and his photo, that he's lying.
Yeah.
So,
correct. So now
his cover's blown.
Yeah, he now it's not going to help anyways, right? It's not going to help at all. By the way, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, the annual Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, was filmed last night in New York City. So it was brought back to the States. It's going to be shown on December 2nd. I'm looking through some of the pictures. You have Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, Gigi Hadid as part of the models. Adriana Lima is hanging up.
Why did
wings.
You bury the lead here? What do you mean? Why
lead?
Was it this like at 6:40
See,
this
John
morning?
John
I would have been checking this out all year. Come on now.
But all the pictures are out there essentially of the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. And I mean, Winnie Harlow's part of it this year, and Halsey, Rita Ora, Shawn Mendes, Bebe Rexha are some of the performers, but the looks are amazing, and I'm excited to watch it.
This hour of the show is brought to you by Renner's Warehouse, all leading up to Big Sunday, which starts at 9 in the morning with the Wave 4 tailgate show. At 11, the Bud Light countdown to kickoff with Mike and Hugh, brought to you by Bud Light, America's favorite game day light lager. Rick and John chomping at the bit to get in here and carry on a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.